Welcome to the podcast, Hit Fam. What do we got today, Jessica?
Mate, take us to the Buckingham Palace.
Alrighty.
Buckingham.
Damn, I was hoping it'd be much more of a scramble. Well done. we're here because Darko's good mate, Queenie
yes.
Pooh.
Queen Lizzie.
Queen Liz.
That dirty bird.
A little tidbit has been revealed about our mate on, oh my God, can I tell you firstly? It's about something she collects. And before we get into what she collects and how much her collection is worth, I heard a wild story the other day, which was not fit for on air because this person lives amongst us. So a girlfriend of mine, he works at a dentist, and she said that a girl she works with, so someone else who works in the dentist, collects the teeth that are extracted from patients' mouths.
What?
So patients usually get the option, would you like to take the teeth? Gilly, I know you've had that experience.
Yeah, I've got my tooth
and
in a jar next to my bed.
Most people do not say yes.
Really?
So they end up in medical. Can you believe that? Shock horror. Most people don't say yes. So they either end up in medical waste or this chick takes them home and has a giant jar of them and just keeps them in her bedroom.
Freak!
And this is the thing. Yeah. My friend who works there, she met her boyfriend because he was a patient. And then they were discussing, oh, my God, he had a tooth extraction. I wonder if his tooth is in her collection.
How messed up, man.
Is that? One of them, she said, one tooth in particular was quite beautiful that she drilled a hole through it, put it on a necklace and wears it like a shark tooth necklace.
No.
Someone's genuine molar. How freaky is that? How freaky is that? Can you imagine going to her home on like a little one night stand? Maybe even you've dated for a couple months and you're really into her.
So for people who have only been, sorry, you go.
No.
So people who have only been half listening, I assume the queen collects teeth.
No.
She does something as freaky, though, as wild. Dirty bird.
Liz,
what's she
collects
up to?
Stamps, but the story just reminded me of this. I should have led with stamps and gone to teeth.
Yes.
That's classic storytelling 101. Don't lead with the freak and then go into, like, cute grandma crap. But this is the thing with the
because
queen.
Now what's happened is the queen story is not as good as your first story, so it's all downhill from here.
Well, how's this? This is what I thought the tidbit which would save Liz's side of things. She's been collecting for years and years and years. Someone valued her stamp collection at £100 million.
What?
That's cool.
Wow.
Isn't that so impressive? She's got one stamp from Mauritius, which has been valued at £2 million. That one stamp.
Wait. Is that maybe the fatty on the stamp? Like they sent it a really long way.
Maybe, Gilly, this will be good for your collection you get of old coins. Maybe this will be worth something.
Yeah, and
you've got old coins. Yeah,
oh,
and teaspoons.
You
love teaspoons.
His shillings and his farthings and his happenies. And
the shilling, the happenies. He's got them all.
It'd look great next to my florin.
Yes,
your
I think
one
so.
Prized florin.
Yeah.
Oh.
That'd be great.
Brilliant.
But weird collections.
Weird collections. Got I don't think I collect anything. I don't know if I do. And I'd love to get into a hobby to collect something if it's a bit of money on the side.
Yeah, you know what you should collect? One of my girlfriend's mums collects teapots. It's quite nice.
Oh, yep.
She stacks them all above like the kitchen cupboards.
Yep.
Something to look at.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll collect like nail clippings. You know what I mean? If your
but
friends
not
have
yours,
teeth, maybe
everyone's
nails.
But yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when
you
when you're
what?
Clipping your nails, Jess, I'm like,
one
give
of
me
you
those
two freaks. I swear to God, I found toenails in here before.
Toenails.
Which one of you two is doing
not
toenails?
Not even fingernails.
We wear shoes.
You know, you can tell a big toenail.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell that little
bastard
apart.
Because that's like you brought the clippers into the studio.
Yeah. And it's more like jagged 3, 2, 1. Yeah. It's really like geometric.
Well, actually, we did do Santa's sack. We got to dive into Santa's sack on our radio show and get out presents. And all three of us went in there, and it was wild at one stage. I think I had some elves nibbling at my toes, a little fetish freaks.
Oh, really? Yeah. And then just spitting them out, and they've ended up on the floor.
Yeah, so they could be Duffman toenails all around this studio.
Have you ever tried to bite your own toenails?
Yeah, I used to when I was a kid. I used to suck my big toe instead of my thumb.
Were you practicing for something?
Is it a thing if you could remove a rib? Let's not even get there.
A rib. Yeah, it is. If you can remove a rib. If you can remove a rib and you're flexible.
That's what I was going to ask.
100% you would. As if you wouldn't. Right? Gilly, for sure. Don't leave me out to dry on this. I would.
You are.
Would you really?
Very dry.
100%. I would. If I could. If I had one less rib and I could reach it. you know?
Okay, we did Secret Santa this week. You didn't like my present. What about next year?
Rib removal.
I put in for rib removal.
Brilliant. Merry I love Christmas. It. Morgan.
It didn't taste.
Yeah, Morgan, my fiance. We'd be like, why are you doing this? I'm like, well, so I can, you know, do what you can't do. So I can, when you say you don't want to, I can do it.
No more excuses, baby.
If you want to, I mean, take it or leave it. I'm easy either way. If you want to, it's there.
I'm good to go.
I'll be back in five.
I'm right. I just need to start 5 minutes of stretching to limber up. So I just need to know now.
You know when a cat is cleaning themselves, like with their sandpaper tongue, and then you walk in the room and they've got the leg up in the air and they look at you real busted? That's what I pictured Ducko. Just like leg up in the air.
Get out of here. Don't. Leave me.
When the tie's on, what is it? When the doors are knocking? What is the saying? Caravans are rocking.
When the caravans are rocking, don't bother knocking. And then he runs off and his little bell rings into the distance.
That's where Morgan keeps track of me. All right, it's been 2 hours. Come back.
He was under the house.
Now, yesterday, guys, you might have missed it at the end of our show, but we did our Kris Kringle, our Secret Santa to each other, which was a massive fail from the get-go because we all knew who had who.
Well, that's no one's fault but yours, Duckman. You revealed it in code on Monday.
Teeny many problems.
That you were scared that you had me.
But then you told him.
I thought it was only fitting that I was like, don't be scared because I've got you. And in hindsight, that just elevated the stakes because I love presents and I love gift giving. And I also like, you know, going overboard. I'm a dramatic lass. You boys know this. But yes.
Gilly will back me up on this. When I say that, like, I was nervous as because Jess will go, she wanted to make it $50. And we're like, no, $30 limit. And then Jess is like, well, I'm going to spend a couple $100. Like, I like giving gifts. My affirmation's gift giving.
And I also wanted a kayak in return. So I thought, if I put it out to the world.
Precedent setting.
Exactly. You get it.
Yeah.
But this is what happened yesterday. Ducko's reaction when I handed over just a simple white envelope, but with some very interesting info inside as to what I'd actually bought him.
And what you'd got him was personalised plates saying Ducko on it. Here's how it went down.
Did you get it? Oh, my God. Did you actually do this?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yes, you have the price on here.
Oh my God! Actually, this is incredible.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Now, my favourite part of all that is easily this.
You can tell that I am fishing for things to say because I hate personalised plates. I don't like them. I think they're wanky. I've never liked them. Like, if you want to get them, that's your life. Each their own. I would never put them on my car. So to drive around with Ducko everywhere like a moving target for everyone to, I don't know.
To have seen on a printed piece of paper that I'd spent $469 on your Secret Santa on a gift you didn't know how to tell me you didn't want. Particularly, I like the line, Angus, my fiancé, is a whiz on Photoshop. So he'd even written a line in being like, your current plates of EE, whatever it is, will be invalid as of Friday. You must remove them from your car and have picked up your personalised plate.
Because I was thinking, oh, I'll whack these on my wall at home or something and just take a photo and make her feel better. And then when you said that, my car was done in 7 days and that was my license plates. Oh no. Yes. Panicking.
So it was a big joke. I definitely didn't spend $400. I love you, but I'm not spending $460 on you, bro. All well and good. Cause lucky because you hate personalized plates. Imagine if that had been real.
I know. I can't wait for Christmas Day. Like, Georgette, my dear wife, I decided to go out and try and get you some earrings that I thought you would love. What do you think?
If you don't know what you want, if you don't like it, just make that noise.
Just make that noise. It's a coverall.
Pat it out a bit.
Yeah. So 13, 10, 60. Should we get people on board who have personalised plates?
Yeah.
Maybe they can reaffirm that life could have been good for you, Ducko.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. I always wanted them, to be honest. The best ones I've ever seen were on a flashy little red Alfa Romeo, and it just said I owe Dad. And it was like, Dad had bought the car. I thought that was just so
Daddy
clever.
Bought me
it made
these.
Me smile. I thought, this little red Alfa Romeo's driving around, putting a smile on everyone's dial. If you were driven around with the Ducko plates, I reckon people would have smiled.
No, I don't think so. Look at that loser.
I saw growing up a lady who picked up her kids from school and it said, I okay, you okay? And then she'd stuck a question mark sticker next to the number plates. That was a question. Which I thought was quite nice.
That's really nice. See, they're just public service, helpers, these personalised
regos. My dad, he does pretty well for himself. He's an oral surgeon. So, and he's like really nice car. He's got Jaws with a Z because he works in
people. With a Z, oh, that's like extra.
Two or three Zs.
So they can be so wanky. Like 13, 10, 60, do you have them? What do you got on them? Or nominate someone who's got really wanky.
Maybe you're driving behind someone right now.
There is someone in Newcastle with LOL 101 that I've seen driving around. We've got some tenuous ones on Facebook. Rhea says JL1286. Now, obviously, she couldn't get the first choice because this is our middle names. They start with J and L, and we started dating on the 1st of the 2nd, 86.
Oh, wow.
Tamika has Frothin with no I.
Oh, see, I don't mind Frothin. Frothin's a bit of fun. Tamika
gets on
it.
You know she's loose? Yeah, she's wild.
And I don't know
how
this...
tell so much about someone by looking at their personalised
Totally.
Yeah. And I don't know how this one's personalised, but somebody has suggested DY14NH. I don't know if they just wondered if we asked what your number plate is. We appreciate the information. But I don't know how that's personalised.
Yeah. If you're listening, DY14NH, please call and explain. Yes?
This one works for you. Mini me, since I'm driving my Mini Cooper.
Oh, I don't mind that, girlfriend. Mini me. I can't believe that one was available in the whole state. Mini me. You think someone would have swooped that up before you could get to it? Mm. I did try and get that for you, Ducko, but unfortunately, this chick had already taken
it. So, in Raymond Terrace, have you got personalised plates or are you nominating someone?
I used to have 04 cake.
Because you liked cake?
No, cake decorator.
See, Ducko, you can't have a go at just using the business on the retro.
04 so cake,
was,
yeah.
Yeah, it was going to be Call for Cake and my number, but I used to get a heap of people asking me, are you a cake decorator? Can I order something? So, yeah, it did definitely increase my business, but I have now got rid of them.
Over cake.
They're expensive.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. That makes sense.
Narelle in Waratah. Narelle. Do you have personalised plates?
Yes, I do.
What are they?
Well, I like Ducko moved down from Queensland. I've been down here 4 years.
Yeah.
And I swapped my plates over and I got the maroon and white New South Wales plates. And they say QLD01R.
Queenslander! There she is. Hey, Narelle, there's always one in every state. Good on you. Flying the flag. Do you get a few toots and stuff come Origin time?
I've been picked up by the police 4 times for licence checks.
You can't trust them, the Queenslanders.
Absolutely not.
I love it. And this is a great example of when people are getting creative. They can't quite get Queenslander,
of course.
We'll chuck an 01 in there.
Yeah.
That's how we spell it up north, guys.
He's in East Maitland. Kel, what do you make of personalised plates?
Oh, look, I don't have them, but I used to get great joy at school drop-off every morning. There was a gentleman that had the number plate 01 arm, and he was actually missing his left arm, and I used to love it. Every time I saw his car, I just thought, how awesome to take the piss out of yourself like that.
Yeah. Wow.
What a legend.
I wonder if that was a secret Santa gift from a colleague.
That's kind of thoughtful. People drive past and he waves his little stump in the air and they like know what he's doing.
That's so creative. Christy in Rutherford, what's your personalised plate?
I'm dubbing someone in.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Once saw this really souped up Toyota 86 and it had K Boomer.
Oh, that must be new.
Okay
Boomer?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, how was Boomer okay, spelled? Because that's too many letters if I'm tallying correctly.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But
you took a second and then you read it and you just have a little laugh to yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You do. You have a little snigger. And then you always drive past and look at the person.
100%. You want to judge them.
And good on people for trying to make a joke in 6 characters.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. That's tough. Twitter gives us 140, but New South Wales government, 6.
Let's go to Paxton. Lauren, what's your personalised plate?
It's my brother's personalised plate. Sorry, Hayden, dubbing you in. He's got HG for PM1. Which stands for Hayden Gray for Prime Minister. He went to make it even better. He went down to Parliament to do something for work or what he's all into that sort of stuff. And he had to give his number plate to get a parking pass. And they just looked at him and went, what a wanker.
his own people turned on him, Lauren.
Yeah. So, when you're claiming you're going to be the PM, that is brilliant. Yeah.
Did he say, you just wait?
Yeah. So even when we had a jamboree, he even stuck, there was like a crown pillar, stuck that in the front of his buggy too, because he's like, no, I'm the governor. Look at me go with my personalised number plate.
Wow. All right.
Good aspiration.
Yeah.
Much like Netflix shows, end of seasons are often longer episodes. This is a double entry today, guys.
Yes. Usually movie length, they say.
Yes.
Here we go.
Now, the information that you need to know, this is the diary that I found as a 17/18-year-old boy in the year 2000. It is all genuine. And we left it that I'd just broken up with Lucy and I was feeling bad and I'd kissed a girl called Bree and I was going to call her.
That's right. But you were having a tug of war, a heart tug of war, whether this was just a rebound or whether this was something new, something to explore. Yeah.
So let's dive in, guys. Wednesday, the 11th of October, the year 2000. Dear Doctor.
What a year. Jeez.
I know.
Dave
Van Warburg and myself and the boys had a jazz session today at lunchtime for the Jazz Cabaret on Sunday. It was a good session.
I'm sorry. A jazz session with the Jazz Cabaret. Did that in school?
Are you year 12?
Yeah, this is year 12. Yeah. It was a good session, guys. Yeah. Anyway, that's not the important
bit. You slay that, you player.
Can you just see Nick Gill with that giant double bass between his legs?
Oh, yeah.
Just absolutely. And with
slapping
one of those,
the bass.
With a fedora just angled over one eye.
Oh, yeah. And he thinks he's really cool because he's in the school jazz band slapping the bass. Everyone's like, oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
Guys, I've got to take a break. I need to write it in my diary. I don't want to forget this moment.
Guys, this was a rocking session. I'm going to write this one down in my diary. Oh. Me and the boys killed it today.
Guys, I'm about to call Bree, all right?
Oh,
let's just jazz cabaret, which I was a part of.
Yeah, cabaret.
I'll have
too,
you know right. that what the drummer in that band was the lead singer of the Cat Empire, okay?
Oh, that's really pretty cool.
He went on to do quite a bit.
He turned out cool, yeah. Anyway,
Felix, big shout out to you.
Yes, good morning,
anyway,
Felix.
After jazz, I called Bree.
Yeah. Bree had done some jazz. Yeah.
We had sweaty from the jazz.
Sorry. I was playing Beethoven Symphony. I'm so hot and flustered, you know what I mean?
Oh, That's cool, whatever. Anyway, called Bree, guys. We had a great chat for about 30 minutes.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I didn't resolve whether we are now going out or not.
After one smooch.
I just left it at, I'll give you a call later in the week. But it's weird not knowing. Okay, then we jump 2 days ahead to Friday the 13th of October, 2000. Okay. Dear Doctor, today,
No, please tell me another jazz session.
No,
yes.
As bad. Today, Ferg, Robbo and I did our final drama performance at the Karolika Centre. I was happy. We all executed our lines well. Now I just hope our stagecraft and our Stanislavskian and Grotowskian references were clear enough. Fingers crossed.
Stanislavski, you were learning about Stanoff in year 12.
What?
Yeah, just removed the fourth wall, guys.
Okay.
Yes. Look at you go, mate. You're a bit multi-talented.
Jazz on Wednesday, drama club on Friday. You're busy.
Kissing girls on a Tuesday night.
Mate, things are starting to get wild as well. Anyway, I called Bree again today, as promised. Mm. Again, a good chat. This time I steeled myself to get to the point. In the end, we outlined and agreed to a 6-week plan.
What?
Yeah.
Like a trial subscription, like at a gym.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because we get the first month free, though.
Check this out. This is a roller coaster from here on in. Because
it already has been.
Because we're both going away and have so much upcoming work, this plan entails us keeping in touch over the next 6 weeks until after schoolies. Only at that stage will we decide what to do. It's a shame, though, because any other time of the year, we would be going steady with each other. Bugger. However, on the upside, we agreed that we don't have to remain faithful to each other during this period, which is lucky because Amy B just invited me to her year 11 formal tomorrow night. Watch this space.
Oh, no, you did not say that. You did not write watch this space in your own diary about a girl, did you?
After all the things you've heard for the last 5 months in Nick's diary, are you surprised that watch this space is or isn't in there?
Oh, my God. Oh. Play in the field, 17-year-old Gilman. Rock on. You know,
The jazz cabaret and the drama club. How did these girls have any interest?
Mate, they're flocking. They're absolutely flocking. You know what we like, Ducko? We like a sensitive soul. We love a fellow who can play an instrument. And hey, you know, maybe they thought he's got Hollywood in his future. I'm going to latch onto his wagon now, or his star. Hitch my wagon to his star and ride the Gill train to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then when he gives them a 6-week plan and a spreadsheet about how the love could blossom and grow with a pie chart, they're like, actually, I'm going to go to Schoolies. I'm going to go to Schoolies and get with anyone.
Yeah, the segment where we share something we are thinking, doing or saying with each other and then find out if they are weird.
And today, a little bit different. Usually it's self-nominated, I guess, this segment. But Ducko, I'd like to nominate you for the Am I Weird?
So your vote is already weird.
I'm getting a nomination.
You're getting a nomination. And yes, I guess an incidental vote for you are weird. Because look, you are in Brizzy today. Because something's gone on with your family.
Yes, yeah. I'm here because found out late last week that my grandma Pat talked about her on the radio, Sugar Mama. She's my loose, sort of fun, wild grandma. She sadly, at 97, had a great knock, but she sadly passed away late last week. Told that, you know, there was no pain, her heart sort of stopped working, her quality of life was getting a little bit low, so it's sort of good to see her out of pain, out of struggling. But the funeral is in Brisbane today, of course, with my family. So
yeah, and
that's why I'm here. And that was COVID-19. That was 2020's last sort of kick in the nuts. You know,
100%. So it's beautiful that you can be with your family. But I actually messaged your mum on Instagram. We have a little bit of a friendship going on, as you know. We're tight,
yes.
Kat and I.
Yeah, you've
and
said that multiple times.
I'm basically your sister, mate. I'm part of the family. I'll see you on Christmas Day. No, I messaged your mum on Insta and I just was like, hey, Kate, I just wanted to pass on my sincerest condolences to you and your family. Ducko had spoken so fondly and sweetly of his grandma. Just be assured we're wrapping our arms around your boy. You know, hopefully we can be some support for him till he gets to you guys and can be with his family. And she was like, oh, thank you so much, Jess. That means a lot. You know, the family's a bit zonked by it all, but hopefully we'll give her a fabulous send-off. And Ducko and his cousins don't do nudie runs at the funeral like they did at my dad's funeral 10 years ago.
What?
Face palm emoji XOXO. Now,
what?
Gilly, what do you make?
Three, two, one.
Weird. What are you doing nudie runs at a funeral for? I assume that's the question.
No. 100%.
What is happening?
13, 10, 60. People will back me on this. How loose? Like, do you get loose at the funeral? Because I can't believe Mum told you that.
No one's getting loose at a funeral.
Well, it depends who you're celebrating. It depends what wake it is and who you celebrate. My granddad, he was a loose unit. My sugar mama, who's passed away, she's a loose unit. I'll have a few gins for her today. But yes, at my granddad's funeral. My granddad's funeral, I think it was 2009. My cousins and I decided we'd get... have a few drinks in his honour and run and do a nudie run on the oval where it was in front of.
What do you mean decided? At what point did one of the brains trust go, you know what granddad would have liked? Our balls out. Like, what do you mean? Yeah.
Granddad loves to. Granddad always did this with us. Let's do it. I have no idea how we decided, but we did it. And then they turned the floodlights on because it was at a cricket oval. And then there we were. There was three of us starkers in front of this wake. And suddenly it wasn't a great idea when everyone could see us naked
in the middle of the night. Yeah, in the harsh daylight of a floodlight.
Yes. So we did get pretty loose at funerals. But I swear funerals are things people can get pretty loose at, you know, depending on how you know the person and your relationship with them.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I've been to a couple of funerals in my time. Maybe I haven't been as close to the people as Ducko saying he's as close.
Is the closeness the key? Like,
are you planning, as you've said, Sugar Mama, she loved a good time. She loved a party.
Oh, yeah.
Loved a couple of G&Ts. But are you planning on reprising your nudity? at this funeral this afternoon?
Well, I think so. I think Grandma Pat, yep, she would have loved it more than anyone. So I feel like it's my honour. And Mum's brought it up to me a few times. I'm like, Mum, do you want me to get loose at this funeral? What are you saying? What do you want from me? But with 131060, surely I'm not the only one who gets a little bit loose at a wake. Like, surely there's people out there who've done it or do it. Or like, please someone just call me and back me up here.
Because so your loose wake stories is what we're looking for on 131060.
I don't think it's weird. I feel like, you know, people grieve in their own ways.
This is weird, mate.
Oh, 100%. Sure. Don't make this about grieving.
Don't use that phrase. Because that's a cover-all for anything that you do. You could be hanging upside down from a tree, like sucking jello through a straw, and you'd be like, I grieve in my own way. It's like, no, you're just a
that's
weirdo.
That's true. And you can't stop them if they say that. You know?
It's just like, yeah, okay. All right, Jerry.
Freak Jerry. Yeah, okay. I can't believe Mum did tell you that, but that did happen.
I love
it. It could well happen
just,
this afternoon.
If that's not indicative of how tight we are, Ducko, I don't know what is.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, I'm very excited for this, Jessica.
Oh, you know, as
we've
am
been
I.
All year. Yeah.
Yeah. And what a year it's been, 2020. Oh,
ooh,
my gosh.
How much we've achieved.
Yep.
How much we've done.
Yeah.
As a global population.
A lot of people are wondering, 2021, should I buy a year planner? Am I going to do anything or is it just going to be 2020 all
my
over again?
My dad sent me the saddest thing the other day. He has he has one of those A4 diaries, you know, a day per page, but he also likes, I don't know why, he likes to print out an A4 piece of paper so he can basically see the year and stick it on the fridge. He makes his little grid on Microsoft Word and he sent it to me the other day and it was blank from Feb to now. And I was like, oh, Rob.
Lisa's birthday. That's
literally
it.
At home, order takeout. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. So
watch
sad.
Movies.
Watch movies.
Right. Well, yeah, we've made a tradition of this. This is our sixth one. We sum up the year in song. Now, this is literally everything that's happened in 3 minutes in 2020. But it's not a lot of subject in this one.
Yeah, is it a lot of it just guitar, mellow guitar, padding it?
Yeah,
out?
Yeah. Yeah,
a lot of it is, you know, like the drones that people spotted in the Middle East.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Like a lot of that was a huge story. A lot of people were really into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So here it is, guys. 2020 in review through song.
The year started with some burning koalas, along with 18 million hectares all toast. Then Kobe and Gigi died in a chopper, and Harry and Meg's left the royal famine. That's just January in the year of COVID-19. Thank f- it's over. Oh God! Someone ate a bat in Wuhan. Then we got a pandemic. J-Lo did Super Bowly, 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 and Beirut exploded. Ellen stopped being funny, and David from Maths put a toothbrush in a dunny. Bindi Irwin's up the Duffy, and the Cats movie blows. Drink bleach, said the POTUS. The Logies were cancelled, but nobody noticed. Like when the Pentagon released vids of UFOs. Gladys had a secret lover, Weinstein was guilty. So was the Tiger King, Joe Exotic's hair was filthy. A lot of people died, like Chadwick Boseman, Helen Reddy, Kirk Douglas, Eddie Van Halen. Some folks got COVID, The Rock and Tom Hanks, Prince Will, Pink, Usain Bolt, Mel Gibson, Hugh Grant. Oil prices went into negatives, don't know what that means. Like, if I bought some, would they pay me? Joe Biden, he beat the fool. When Trump lost, he acted like a child. He also got impeached, but the GOP threw it out. Kim Jong-un seemed to be dead, but he isn't now. We saw the Black Lives Matter movement standing proud. Murder Hornets came. This year felt like a decade. We could hear all of the sledges at the silent footy games. There was a baby. It came from Grimes and Elon Musk, and I think they named it this. We had no bog roly, 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 roly. For our toilet bowly, 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 bowly. Oh God, this song doesn't have any guitar.
Oh, sorry.
Oh God, Tokyo was postponed for the track stars. And they finally had Brexit. Oh God, they took a day to make a vaccine in Russia. And we learned that Pete Evans is a knob. We miss vertical consumption at the bars. Weinstein got coronavirus. Ha ha. For about a week we loved House Party. And OnlyFans was wicked.
I heard from a friend that it was wicked. I've obviously never been on the site myself before.
Just move on. Couldn't keep it in their pants, the security guards. And we muted our Zoom meetings. It's a year of COVID, 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 COVID. Thank f*** it's over.
Amen to that.
Abso-preach, brother. Oh.
Yeah. Wow, it's sort of looking back on the year, it's quite sad, isn't it?
It really is.
Really, it's tough.
You left off meter, made it meat.
That's all we did. We did that, you know, we had some friends.
We did that.
Yeah.
You didn't mention Emily in Paris.
I'll re-record it. Emily in Paris.
That was a good show of the year.
Yeah, Emily in Paris.
Things that were important in the year is what I tried to put in the
song. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tiger King, got a mention.
That's good. That's important.
Nah. Well done, mate. Good review.
Thank you, guys. If you want to see the video, get all the Insta. Hit Newcastle, Facebook, hit 106.9 Newcastle. Yeah, get around it.
You might have heard of us talking, you know, this week and last week about trying to help give back to the Hit fam who've done it tough, particularly here in 2020.
That's right. We know that every family has struggled through coronavirus, but some of the stories that we heard at hit.com.au absolutely broke us. And thankfully, we're really fortunate to be surrounded by an amazing team and some amazing people who wanted to do something to lighten the load, particularly around this time of year, bring a little bit of that festive spirit in any way that we can. And one of the stories that we received was from Renee in Jesmond, who actually joins us on air this morning. Hi, Renee. Thanks for your time.
Hi, how are you going?
We're great, thank you. Renee, we wanted to get you on to talk a little bit about your cousin, Joanne, who you basically nominated at hit.com.au. Can you give us a bit of an idea of what Joanne has been going through the past couple of years?
So Joanne has recently been diagnosed with stage 4 terminal cancer in the bowel, and she has an 11-year-old boy by the name of Leo. She's doing like 57 bouts of chemotherapy every fortnight. Pretty sad for her at the moment. She's not really able to go anywhere. And I really just wanted to be able to do something nice for Joanne, given that her time's pretty limited. They've given her 2 years to live at the moment. So the reason why I nominated Joanne was because I really wanted her to be able to share her last moments with her son, Leo, I guess doing things really special. Joanne's really limited to how much she can go out at the moment, and she misses a lot of the milestones with little Leo. So, yeah, for me, it was really just creating some special memories with what little time she's got left. Mm.
I can imagine, Renee, not only because she would be so physically exhausted from doing that much chemo, but this year as well, being put into that extra vulnerable category, she wouldn't be able, as you said, to take her son out, to experience stuff, to go and do stuff. And I know you wrote in your entry, being a mother of three yourself, you can't even imagine being in that situation. I'm sure you kind of looked at your own kids during this time going, my God, how your heart would have been breaking.
Yeah, definitely. Being a mum myself, I don't think I would be able to cope, and it takes a strong person to battle every day and know that what little time you have left, you guess you want to invest that into doing lots of really cool stuff with your kids. Yeah, it breaks my heart to know that he's suffering.
Yeah, it breaks our heart too, Renee. And, you know, we've heard, and we thank you so much for nominating Joanne, and we've actually got Joanne here on the line as well. Now, Joanne, can you hear us there?
I can, yes.
We've just heard about your story from your cousin, Renee. You know, horrible, horrible, tragic stuff. And we hope you and little Leo and the family are doing okay. But here at Hit, we were so moved, you know, by the story and by Renee nominating you that we wanted to help you guys out. So, I mean, this is, I guess, the exciting part, guys.
Yeah, look, and it's such a tough time you're going through, and this hopefully gives you some time to be able to develop those great memories with your kid, Leo. So the people at Fraser Suites in Sydney, what they've done, they've got city views in the CBD. They've refurbished their rooms and suites, and they want to give you a weekend away, two nights accommodation with car parking, so that you can do this. You can go to the Raging Waters. You've got a family pass there. You've got a family pass to Taronga Zoo. And if you feel as though you're at all restricted, don't be, because you've got $1,000 spending money for the weekend, so you can form those memories with your little boy.
thanks for everything. I'm very, you know, appreciative of Renee and her family. And Renee does a lot with her young little family with sporting and everything as well, and taking the time to help my family is, you know, it's over the moon. I don't know what to say. I'm in tears right now.
Oh, Joanne, it's our pleasure to do anything for you and Leo. When you were told you had that, you know, that time left, I'm sure Leo was the first thing that came to mind. And, you know, 11 years old, that just must have been panic station sort of thing. Like, how's he going to remember Mum and my last few years?
Yeah, I was really happy last night. I got to see him get his year six farewell. And that was one thing I was really, really hoping to see.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Joanne, I can't imagine what you're going through right now.
Hey, Joanne, it must be so hard. And look, you know, you get to now tell little Leo, 11 years old, you get to tell him that you guys are going to Sydney. He's staying at an amazing place. You get to go to the zoo. You get to go to a water park. And you get to, you know, splash a bit of cash and enjoy yourself while you're there. So, you know, it's not much in the scheme of things, but we hope it helps with you guys and with your family. And, you know, we take a hat off to you. It must be so hard. And here from Hit 106.9 and everyone involved, you know, we want to give this to you and hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. And thank you for everybody who has given us this opportunity to spend some quality time together. And, yeah, make some memories. And thanks, Renee, and all her family. And thanks for the radio station and everybody involved.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're so welcome, Joanne.